NASA is trying out some energy-saving technologies of the future in a new building. They call it Sustainability Base. The space agency says it is unlike any other government building out there. NPR's Joe Palca has been looking at innovative ways of solving global problems as part of his series, Joe's Big Idea. So he went to check this building out. It's at the Ames Research Center in California.
To hear Steve Zornitzer tell it, Sustainability Base almost didn't get built, at least not as a paragon of energy efficiency. Zornitzer is the Associate Center Director for Ames. He first saw plans for the building when he happened into a design meeting in 2008.
What I saw was something that was very disappointing. It was a very conventional building that could have been built in 1990. And here we are, NASA, in the heart of Silicon Valley, in the 21st century.
So as Associate Center Director, Zornitzer decided he had to put those plans on hold.
I knew nothing about buildings. I'm a scientist. At that point in time, I knew nothing about buildings. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I simply knew that this was the wrong thing for us to do.
Around that same time, Zornitzer went to a conference where an architect named William McDonough was speaking. McDonough's talk was all about green buildings, buildings that don't just save energy and recycle, but reuse resources whenever possible.
I went up to him afterwards and I said, "You and I have to talk, because I want to build the greenest building in the federal government, and I need your help." So we just found a small room right after his talk, and we spent 2 hours with scrap paper and napkins and, you know, coffee, and we were just talking about how we might proceed.
Soon, the scrap paper and napkins turned into a design. And by 2012, the building was completed. The building looks unusual. There's an exterior steel skeleton that not only protects the building from earthquake damage, but also allows in breezes that can cool the building on a hot day, and allows in natural light, which saves energy.
We need to turn on the overhead lights, the equivalent of about 35 days a year.
Step inside, and the first thing you notice, at least if you're a radio person used to listening for these things, is the building is dead quiet. No noisy air whooshing through louvers. That's because the building uses passive cooling instead of traditional air conditioning. Cool groundwater passes through a system of small tubes running below the ceiling.
There's no fans, there's no ozone, there's no pollution. It's simply the electricity required to run a small water pump. And the water, once it goes through the system, goes back into the ground, gets cooled again, and comes back up.
And the electricity for that pump comes from solar panels on the roof and an electricity generator NASA frequently uses in spacecraft called a fuel cell.
So this is a net positive building in the sense that we are always generating more energy than we are consuming. And we put that extra energy into our local Ames grid and help other buildings offset the energy they need to take from the grid.
There are several other space age innovations, reflective coatings on panels, computer control systems, and reusing water from toilets.
Instead of flushing it down the sewer system, we collect that water from the building, we clean it up, and we put it back into the building to flush toilets and flush urinals.
Using water twice, three times, it's a great idea, and it pioneered in Ames, and we've copied it.
That's Kevin Campshire, Chief Sustainability Officer for the General Services Administration. GSA is the federal agency charged with looking after about 10,000 or so buildings the government owns or is leasing. He says Sustainability Base showed that thinking about energy usage when designing a building is key to making savings, and that thinking has to extend beyond mechanical systems.
Because it's not just technology. It's really about understanding how human behavior intersects with building behavior and figuring out how to maximize the building for the performance of the people.
To do that, Campshire says new buildings will be filled with sensors that detect things like when someone opens a window on a boiling hot day.
It's the ability to know what's going on in the building and then adjust.
Campshire has a goal of cutting fossil fuel-generated consumption in new federal buildings to zero by the year 2030. He says lessons learned from Sustainability Base should help achieve that goal. Joe Palca, NPR News.